Alderheart and you were born. I used to run to Jayfeather every night, certain the kits were coming too soon. He'd check me over, tell me there was nothing wrong, and send me back to the nursery. When the kits finally came, Daisy had to drag him out of his nest. He kept waving her away, telling her that I was just imagining the pain. She purred, the memory washing away her fear. Can you imagine his surprise when he arrived to find you already born and Alderheart on the way? He stomped around the camp for a quarter moon, grumbling about queens who couldn't tell the difference between birth pains and indigestion. A pang of longing tugged at her belly. If only she could have kits again. As the memory of her first litter filled her heart, she glanced at Bramblestar. He was listening, his gaze soft for the first time in days. He caught her eye, and she saw love there. For a moment, it was as if they'd never quarreled. They'd been so happy together for so long that it seemed dumb to be arguing. She blinked at him, hopefully. If he was softening, was he ready to change his mind about the sisters? Please, will you let Leafpool treat Sunrise? His gaze hardened in an instant.
Why don't you understand? He snapped. I can't help an enemy of the clans without Star Clan's blessing.
As he looked away, pain tightened its grip on Squirrel Flight's heart once more. He wasn't ready to see sense. He nodded curtly.
I'd better check to see that the clan's okay.
Stalking past them, he padded from the den. Don't worry. Squirrel Flight brushed her cheek against Spark Pelt's. It's all going to be fine. She wondered who she was reassuring, herself or Spark Pelt. Stay here and rest. I'll go and see if he's all right, and I'll send Leafpool to check on you when she can. Spark Pelt blinked at her gratefully and touched her nose to her mother's. Be kind to him. Squirrel Flight flinched. I wish he'd be kind to me. Bramblestar was talking with Thornclaw, their heads bent, as Squirrel Flight scrambled down the rock tumble. She hesitated beside them, but they turned away and carried on talking. Disappointed, she walked on and stopped beside Leafpool. Thriftpaw and Twigbranch were gently tucking fern leaves around Sunrise. The wounded sister hardly moved as they tried to make her comfortable. Pain glazed her eyes. She needs poppy seeds, Squirrel Flight whispered to Leafpool. And Marigold. Leafpool touched a paw to Sunrise's flank. I don't like how hot she's getting. It might be the beginning of infection. Snow, who was watching from the edge of the clearing, leaned forward.
Why don't you do something?
Leafpool glanced at Bramblestar. I have to obey him, she whispered to the white she-cat. Snow stared at her.
Can't you think and act for yourselves?
Frustration edged her mew. First, you have to consult with dead cats to see if you can treat her, and now you don't dare help a suffering cat because a Tom tells you not to. He's our leader, Leafpool told her. As she spoke, Thornclaw lifted his gaze and glared at Snow.
Stop talking, he hissed.
Squirrel Flight's pelt prickled with anger. Had Thornclaw forgotten what it was like to need help? She shifted as Twigbranch nosed her softly aside and pressed a fern beneath Sunrise's shoulder. Thank you. She blinked gratefully at the young warrior, relieved that not all her clanmates were acting like foxhearts, and leaned closer to Leafpool. Can you check on Spark Pelt? She's in Bramblestar's den. She had some cramps. They've passed now, but I think she needs reassuring. Leafpool nodded toward Sunrise. Can you keep an eye on her? Of course. Squirrel Flight settled beside Sunrise, pressing her flank along the wounded cat's spine. Her heart ached as she watched her sister pad wordlessly past Bramblestar and climb the rock tumble. When had Bramblestar become so heartless? Did he really believe that clan unity was worth paying for in another cat's blood? Squirrel Flight could see stars twinkling through the leafy canopy. The moon was high, and her clanmates sat stiffly around the clearing, murmuring softly to one another, their gazes never straying for long from Hawk, Tempest, and Snow. She pressed closer to Leaf Pool. Beside them, Sunrise's breath had quickened and grown shallow. Surely Jayfeather and Alderheart must return soon. Had StarClan given an answer? Squirrelflight sent another desperate prayer toward the glittering sky. Please let us treat her. Sunrise had slipped into unconsciousness as the sun had slipped below the trees. At least it won't hurt now, Squirrelflight had thought. Leafpool had settled Sparkpelt into the nursery, where Daisy could keep an eye on her and reassure her if necessary. Larksong was there, too. He'd hurried to check on Sparkpelt as soon as he'd returned with the hunting patrol. Squirrelflight fluffed her pelt against the evening chill. "Shouldn't Jayfeather and Alderheart be back by now?" she whispered to Leafpool. "They'll be here soon," Leafpool murmured. As Bramblestar paced beneath the high ledge, Thornclaw sat motionless, eyes glinting like quartz in the moonlight. Birchfall, Blossomfall, Hollytuft, and Flippaw had gathered around the old warrior, and they sat close, staring with undisguised hostility at the sisters. Bramblestar had kept his word and shared the patrol's catch with their visitors, but the sisters had eaten little. They had edged nearer to Sunrise, close enough now to breathe in her scent, which had grown hotter and sourer as the evening had drawn in. "I pray StarClan will let us treat her," Leafpool murmured. "The wound is festering already. She needs those herbs." Squirrelflight's heart quickened. Even she could see the swelling around the gash on Sunrise's flank. The cobweb was soggy now and couldn't hide the fiery red flesh beneath. She pricked her ears as paw steps sounded outside the stone hollow. Bramblestar halted as the clan shifted nervously around the edge of the clearing. Thornclaw got to his paws as Jayfeather led Alderheart into camp. Squirrelflight jumped up, straining to read Alderheart's expression. His round amber eyes gave nothing away. "Well?" Bramblestar crossed the clearing to meet the two medicine cats. "What did StarClan say?" Alderheart frowned. "We're not quite sure." Bramblestar's pelt rippled along his spine. "But your medicine cats, you must know. Did they say anything?"
"I had a vision," Jayfeather told him. "I spoke to Hollyleaf."
Squirrelflight held her breath. Surely StarClan must have told them they could treat Sunrise. Perhaps Jayfeather hadn't understood their message. "What did she say?" The medicine cat turned his blind blue gaze on her.
"She said that clouds from the mountains will make it difficult to tell friend from enemy. But if the clans stay united, the way forward will be clear."
Thornclaw grunted.
"Clouds from the mountains." He stared at the sisters. "I think the message is clear. These cats bring trouble. We must send them away."
"No!" Squirrelflight hurried forward. "The message doesn't say they are the enemy, only that clouds will make it hard to tell who the enemy is." Bramblestar frowned.
"But they say the clans must stay united. If we treat this cat, Tigerstar will see it as betrayal."
"You don't know that." Squirrelflight flicked her tail angrily. "Sunrise needs herbs. Her wound is infected. StarClan would not ask us to let her die. And if they did, perhaps we shouldn't be listening to them." Silence gripped the clan, and a chill ran beneath her pelt. Bramblestar looked at her in disbelief.
"If we turn our tails on StarClan, then we might as well turn our tails on the whole warrior code."
His gaze hardened.
"We might as well live like them."
He flicked his muzzle toward Tempest, Hawk, and Snow.
"Or would you prefer that?"
"Of course I wouldn't prefer that, but I can't stand by and let you decide to let a cat die. It's wrong." Thornclaw's ears twitched.
"And what if the future of the clans depends on it?"
Mousewhisker padded forward.
"No future is decided by a single life,"
We can't ignore StarClan, Blossom Fall called. We can't sit by while a cat suffers, Twig Branch countered.
Murmuring spread among the watching cats as ears flattened and pelts prickled. Squirrelflight looked imploringly at Bramblestar.
You have to decide. You have to save this cat.
Bramblestar returned her gaze, his eyes glistening with doubt. I can only try to do what's best.
Tempest started forward.
We'll take her home. She can at least die among friends. You should never have brought her here in the first place, Thornclaw spat.
As Hawk and Snow clustered protectively around their campmate, Leafpool got to her paws. You can argue until dawn, for all I care. She turned toward the medicine den. All I know is that StarClan hasn't told us to let this cat die. I'm fetching herbs to treat her. I will not sit vigil for a cat I could have saved.
She began to head across the clearing. No. Bramblestar leaped in front of her, squaring his shoulders as he stared at her. Leafpool froze, her eyes wide. Squirrelflight's paws seemed rooted to the ground. Was Bramblestar going to fight her sister to stop her treating a wounded cat? As she blinked in disbelief, Sunrise let out a low groan. She was dying. Energy surged beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. She crossed the clearing and pushed in front of Leafpool, meeting Bramblestar's fierce gaze with her own. Let her go, she growled. Bramblestar stared at her miserably.
We can't keep doing this, he whispered, only loud enough for her to hear.
Desperation edged his mew.
If you keep undermining my authority, you could destroy the whole clan.
Squirrelflight held her ground. I have to do what I think is right.
Even if it costs you your clan?
ThunderClan is stronger than that, Squirrelflight spat. At least, I hope it is. If our future depends on letting a cat die, then it's not the clan I thought it was.
Bramblestar stared at her. Uncertainty glittered in his gaze.
Why are you doing this to me?
His words pierced her heart.
You're my deputy. You're my mate. You're supposed to support me.
Being a good deputy doesn't mean blindly following orders.
Squirrelflight didn't move.
It means standing up for what I believe, and this time, I believe I'm right.
The camp seemed to swim around her. She knew she was hurting him, but she had to convince him. As the clan watched her silently, their eyes round in the moonlight, Bramblestar backed away. His gaze flicked to Leafpool.
If you insist on treating Sunrise, go ahead, but take her to the medicine den. If she's out of sight, perhaps the clan will feel less angry.
He nodded toward the sisters.
They can stay in the elders' den. Berry Nose and Bumblestripe will stand guard tonight. Move Millie, Brightheart, Cloudtail, and Graystripe to the nursery.
Around him, the clan got to their paws. Mouse Whisker and Twig Branch helped Tempest and Hawk lift Sunrise. Leafpool nosed her way into the medicine den. Bramblestar narrowed his eyes, his face like stone. Squirrelflight tried to drag her gaze from his, her heart cracking as he curled his lip.
StarClan wanted unity among the clans, he snarled. Thanks to you, there's not even unity in ThunderClan anymore.
Chapter 10 Soft waves swished against the pebbles at the edge of the lake. A bright full moon dappled the water. Squirrelflight gazed toward the island as she padded along the shore toward the gathering. Would Hairstar and Tigerstar bring up the question of borders again? She glanced at Bramblestar beside her.
What are you going to tell them?
Would he mention that the sisters were still in the ThunderClan camp nearly a quarter moon after they'd arrived?
Nothing.
He nodded toward the patrol of SkyClan cats in the distance, waiting to cross the tree bridge.
Let the others do the talking. I have nothing to say.
They had hardly spoken in the past few days, not even trying to hide the rift between them from the clan. Squirrelflight had grown used to keeping her thoughts to herself. From time to time, she missed the closeness she had once shared with Bramblestar, with a pang of grief that startled her.
but tonight there seemed to be an unspoken agreement between them that, in front of the other clans, they would pretend that nothing had changed. The ThunderClan patrol followed quietly, murmuring to one another. In the days since the sisters had come to the camp, the clan had been tense. At least Sunrise was healing, thanks to Leafpool's treatment. Leafpool had remained in camp tonight to watch over her. Hawk, Tempest, and Snow were still in the Elder's Den.
"What do we tell the other clans if they ask about the sisters?"
Thornclaw's terse mew sounded behind her. Bramblestar glanced back at the tabby warrior.
"There's no need for them to ask. As far as we know, the other clans don't know that they are staying with us."
Hollytuft flicked her tail irritably. "But what if they ask if we've seen them? ShadowClan is bound to mention the attack on their patrol."
"We tell them we know nothing."
Bramblestar jerked his muzzle forward, the fur prickling uneasily along his spine.
"You want us to lie?"
Thornclaw frowned.
"Yes."
Bramblestar kept his gaze ahead.
"We should have sent them home already," Bristlepaw growled.
Alderheart glanced at the young she-cat.
"Sunrise needs more time to heal properly."
"The others aren't wounded,"
Bristlepaw shot back. The she-cat's gray pelt bristled.
"They should have left days ago."
Irritation sparked in Squirrelflight's pelt. "They wanted to stay with their campmate." Thornclaw huffed.
"Who cares what they want? Did they care what we wanted when they held you captive? Who knows what they'd have done to you if we hadn't turned up and threatened to shred them?"
Alderheart lifted his chin.
"Sunrise will be able to travel in a few days. Then they can all leave and things can go back to normal."
Squirrelflight's paws felt heavy. She wasn't sure things could ever go back to normal, for her and Bramblestar at least. They'd argued too much over the past moon. So much had been said that couldn't be taken back. Her heart ached as she wondered if they'd ever be close again. She quickened her pace, eager to reach the island and let the clamor of voices and scents wash over her and crowd out her sense of loss. SkyClan had disappeared into the long grass on the far shore by the time she reached the tree bridge. She waited for Bramblestar to cross first, then followed, leading her clanmates onto the island. She nosed her way through the grass and emerged into the clearing. WindClan and ShadowClan moved silently to make room for ThunderClan, their gazes solemn. RiverClan watched stiffly from the edge of the clearing, while SkyClan clustered at the base of the great oak, their wary gazes flitting around at the other cats. TigerStar's gaze swung toward the ThunderClan cats and fixed darkly on Bramblestar. Squirrelflight tensed. Did the ShadowClan leader know that they were sheltering the sisters? Bramblestar crossed the clearing and leaped onto the low branch of the great oak. He gazed expectantly at the other leaders. There would be no time for gossip tonight. Squirrelflight took her place on the arching roots of the oak. Hawkwing settled beside her as Crowfeather, Reedwhisker, and Cloverfoot joined them. Above them, TigerStar sat beside Bramblestar. MistyStar followed, HairStar and LeafStar at her tail. The clans drew closer, crowding beneath the oak's spreading branches, its shadow darkening their pelts. Bramblestar lifted his muzzle.
"Prey is running well in ThunderClan's forest,"
TigerStar interrupted.
"There are more important matters to discuss than prey."
His dark gaze swept over the clans.
"We have a new enemy at our border. We need to react."
Murmurs of agreement rippled through the ShadowClan cats. WindClan's warriors were nodding solemnly. RiverClan cats exchanged knowing glances. Squirrelflight's belly tightened.
"What enemy?" she called,
though she was afraid she knew exactly who he meant. TigerStar glared back at her.
"You, of all cats, should know. They held you hostage, along with LeafStar, and now they have attacked and permanently wounded one of ShadowClan's finest warriors."
The fur lifted along Squirrelflight's spine. "Permanently wounded?" Bramblestar blinked innocently at TigerStar.
"What happened?" "The sisters came onto ShadowClan land and attacked a patrol,"
TigerStar told him. Squirrelflight's paws prickled with indignation. Shadow Clan had gone onto the sisters' land first, surely. The sisters had only tracked them to find out why they'd come. That was what Snow had told her. With a sickening feeling, she wondered which version of the story was true. Tiger Star went on.
They shredded Stripe Stone's ear. The wound was so deep that the infection was hard to treat. He will never hear in that ear again.
Squirrel Flight stiffened. She didn't realize Strike Stone had been so badly injured.
Growls of anger rose from the clans. Fox hearts, they're no better than badgers.
Hairstar leaned forward.
The sisters are clearly a threat to the clans.
Tiger Star nodded.
We need to drive them away.
Squirrel Flight stared at him. There aren't enough of them to threaten us. Leafstar nodded. We outnumber them countless times.
They are big cats and dangerous.
Tiger Star stared at the Sky Clan leader.
You saw that for yourself.
His gaze switched to Squirrel Flight.
They could easily cross the border and pick off our patrols one by one.
They'd never do that.
Squirrel Flight's ears twitched with indignation. They are peaceful.
They don't look for fights,
Leafstar chimed.
Tell that to Strike Stone.
Tiger Star lashed his tail. Yowls erupted from the Shadow Clan, Wind Clan, and River Clan cats.
The sisters must go. Drive them out.
Thornclaw watched them, satisfaction glittering in his gaze. Twigbranch and Mole Whisker exchanged uneasy glances. Squirrel Flight blinked helplessly at Hawkwing.
Why is he picking on the sisters? She whispered. They couldn't hurt us. They don't want to hurt us.
Hawkwing met her gaze.
They permanently wounded one of his warriors,
he murmured through the yowling of the clans.
He has to react. And don't forget, Shadow Clan nearly fell apart only a few moons ago. Tiger Star needs an enemy to unite his clan behind him.
Squirrel Flight blinked at him as she began to understand.
And if Star Clan wants the clans to be united, he has to pick a fight with outsiders.
Exactly.
Hawkwing's eyes glittered with unease.
You don't think we should fight them, do you?
Squirrel Flight was unnerved by the support of the other clans for Tiger Star's plan.
Why fight?
Hawkwing shrugged.
They'll be gone in a moon.
Above them, Bramble Star shifted on the branch. His tail swished ominously behind him as he stared out at the crowd. Gradually, Wind Clan, River Clan, and Shadow Clan fell silent. MacGyver and Sandy Nose blinked up at him warily from among their clanmates. Thunder Clan's warriors moved closer to one another, avoiding the gazes of the other clans.
There is no need for war, Bramble Star yowled. The sisters have promised to leave soon. Why fight a retreating enemy? It's better to let them go.
Tiger Star flattened his ears.
It's just like Thunder Clan to defend the enemies of Shadow Clan. Are you sure they're your enemy?
Bramble Star challenged.
They attacked us. They captured Leaf Star.
Leaf Star's ears twitched. We were trespassing on their land. Tiger Star pressed on.
They took your deputy hostage. They should be your enemy, too.
Tiger Star stared at Bramble Star, then flicked his gaze toward the Thunder Clan cats gathered below.
And yet, Thunder Clan is silent tonight. The sisters were last seen heading for your territory. Their scent was detected on your border.
He narrowed his eyes as he looked back at Bramble Star.
Do you know something about the sisters that we don't? Of course not.
Bramble Star lashed his tail. Squirrel Flight saw Thornclaw look away. Beside him, Mole Whisker dropped his gaze as Bramble Star went on.
We haven't heard from the sisters since they returned Leaf Star and Squirrel Flight to us, unharmed.
Squirrel Flight flinched. She hated hearing Bramble Star lie. Leaf Star fluffed out her fur.
I'm not sure you need to declare war on them. They treated us kindly while we were with them.
Squirrel Flight nodded eagerly, relieved that Leaf Star was defending the sisters.
They fed us and treated Leaf Star's wound.
Tiger Star huffed.
They caused Leaf Star's wound.
A breeze ruffled Hair Star's pelt.
Wind Clan agrees with Shadow Clan,
he yowled.
Star Clan has decreed that the clans be united, so we stand with Shadow Clan to honor our ancestors and strengthen our alliance.
Misty Star nodded slowly.
We stand with Shadow Clan, too. Leaf Star has agreed to move to new territory.
Leaf Star bristled. That decision isn't final.
And yet, it would solve all the clan's problems,
Misty Star countered.
We need the fishing land we gave to Shadow Clan. Wind Clan needs their moorland back.
She blinked at the Sky Clan leader.
The sooner we move the sisters from your new territory, the sooner the clans can reestablish their rightful borders.
Squirrel Flight's heart filled with dread. Three leaders were determined to fight the sisters, and she could see by the excited murmuring of the watching cats that they had the full support of their clanmates. How could she expect any cat to resist the promise of a return to their traditional borders? She looked helplessly at Bramblestar. Surely he could find a way to stop them. She searched his gaze expectantly. Was he going to defend the sisters, despite everything?
We have a clan mediator.
Bramblestar lifted his chin.
Why not use him?
Leafstar pricked her ears. Tree. She scanned the crowd, her gaze settling on the yellow Sky Clan warrior. Tree blinked back at her, pelt bristling in surprise. Could you go to the sisters and persuade them that it is in everyone's best interests for them to leave? Tree's gaze glittered with unease.
I mediate between the clans, not with outsiders.
Misty Star narrowed her eyes.
But they're not outsiders to you, she told Tree. They're kin. Moonlight's your mother, right?
Tree's hackles lifted.
I barely know her. She forced me out when I was a kit.
In that case, you won't mind asking her to leave.
Misty Star shot back. Tree looked away for a moment, then turned back to face Misty Star, clearly uncomfortable.
She won't listen to me,
he said, finally.
I'm happy to be a clan cat. I'm happy to do my duty by mediating between the clans. But please, if it's all the same to you, I would like to be left out of this. I much prefer my life without Moonlight or the sisters in it.
Squirrel Flight stared at the yellow Tom in surprise. She heard murmurs of sympathy and some shocked exclamations.
So, you want to be a clan cat until we ask you to do something you'd rather not?
She heard Crowfeather mutter. Squirrel Flight raised her voice. I think we should listen to Tree, she said, shooting Leafstar a glance. Leafstar and I have seen the tension between him and Moonlight. Perhaps we should wait until we have no other voice. Leafstar nodded at Squirrel Flight, then raised her voice above the din. Very well, Tree, she said. We'll consider other options, for now. But if your connection to Moonlight might help...
It won't,
Tree interrupted.
Bramblestar heaved a sigh.
Let's move on,
he said.
In terms of moving the sisters, I believe we must do nothing without the Council of Star Clan.
Hope flashed beneath Squirrel Flight's fur. Perhaps that would stall them.
Star Clan has been silent lately,
Hairstar pointed out.
They must feel we can make our own decisions.
Squirrel Flight saw Bramblestar hesitate. He pricked his ears, as though ready to speak, but said nothing. She wanted to call out for him. But Star Clan isn't silent. They had shared with Jayfeather. But how could she tell them without giving away the secret of the sisters' presence in the ThunderClan camp? Worse, if the clans knew Star Clan's message, with its talk of enemies, it might convince them that Star Clan wanted war against the sisters. It was better to say nothing. Bramblestar dipped his gaze for a moment, then lifted it to meet Hairstar's once more.
They won't be silent on a matter of war, he growled. And there is no unity among the clans in this plan. Sky Clan isn't with you,
he glanced at Tiger Star.
And Thunder Clan will not agree to any action against the sisters without the approval of Star Clan.
Squirrel Flight felt a rush of pride. How could any leader argue with him? She watched as Tiger Star eyed Bramblestar ominously. Then the Shadow Clan leader dipped his head.
Very well.
He exchanged glances with Hairstar and Misty Star.
We will wait to hear from Star Clan. Until then, we must all be vigilant. Who knows when the sisters will strike again? And next time, it might cost a cat more than their hearing.
As he leaped from the branch, his clanmates gathered around him, eyeing ThunderClan and SkyClan defiantly. Misty Star and Hairstar scrambled down the trunk, and Leafstar jumped after them. The SkyClan leader nodded politely to Squirrelflight as she passed. Squirrelflight nodded back, longing to know when she would make the final decision to move her clan onto the sisters' territory. Suddenly, she found herself hoping Leafstar would delay it. As long as she wasn't sure she wanted the sisters' land, it would weaken the other clan's support for Tigerstar's plan. Squirrelflight's clanmates were heading for the long grass. She watched them trail after the other clans.
Trust Tigerstar to find an excuse to turn this into a war,
Jayfeather grumbled as he passed. Alderheart padded beside the blind medicine cat, nervously twitching his whiskers.
Do you think any of the clans suspected?
Hush,
Bumblestripe fell in beside him.
Let's wait until we get clear of the island before we say anything.
Fur brushed Squirrelflight's flank. Bramblestar was beside her, staring after their clanmates. His ears twitched uneasily.
I've made liars out of my whole clan, he murmured.
He looked accusingly at Squirrelflight.
Are the sisters worth sacrificing our honor and our pride for?
Guilt wormed beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. She knew that asking his clanmates to lie must have wounded Bramblestar deeply.
We couldn't have told the truth.
She blinked at him. Who knows what Tigerstar would have done?
I warned you he'd react badly.
We can't live in fear of what Tigerstar might do.
But what Tigerstar does matters, whether you like it or not.
Squirrelflight shifted her paws uneasily. He seems determined to drive the sisters off their land.
Would it be such a bad thing if he did?
Bramblestar stared at her darkly. Squirrelflight blinked back at him, shocked.
Moonlight's expecting kids, she gasped. We have to protect them.
Exasperation seemed to flash in his gaze. Was he irritated that she was still worrying about kits?
And who will protect Spark Pelt's kits if Tigerstar finds out we're sheltering his sworn enemy?
Squirrelflight's heart lurched.
He won't find out.
We won't give him the chance.
Bramblestar watched their clanmates disappear into the long grass.
Sunrise and her campmates must leave our territory tonight.
Chapter 11. Squirrelflight leaped down from the tree bridge and headed along the shore. She could see the shapes of ShadowClan and WindClan moving like shadows over the stony beach as they trekked back to their territories. RiverClan had already crossed the shore and disappeared into the marshes. Her paws pricked. How was she going to break the news to the sisters that they had to leave now, in the middle of the night? Pebbles crunched behind her as Alderheart hurried at her heels. She glanced at him as he fell in beside her.
Do you think Sunrise is well enough to travel? She asked.
She'll be okay if her campmates help her.
Alderheart gazed across the lake as though his thoughts were elsewhere.
And she can rest once she's home.
Do you think it's fair?
Squirrelflight's tail twitched.
Do I think what's fair?
Alderheart looked at her.
To make them leave, now, before they're ready?
Alderheart returned her gaze steadily.
I think it's for the best.
For whose best?
Squirrelflight asked crossly.
Every cat's.
Alderheart hopped over a rotting branch that had washed onto the shore.
The sisters will be safer on their own territory, and our clanmates will be happier knowing they're gone. If Tigerstar wants war, it's dangerous having them in camp.
Squirrelflight looked away. She knew Alderheart was right, but she wished the sisters could have seen ThunderClan at its best. Her clanmates hadn't always been so unwelcoming and defensive. The sisters had come at a bad time. The patrol trailed behind them, murmuring to one another. Bumblestripe and Honeyfur walked side by side. Hollytuft shadowed Jayfeather, while Bristlepaw and Thriftpaw padded behind. Bramblestar hung back with Thornclaw. As they neared camp, Squirrelflight's heart quickened. She wanted to break the news to the sisters before Bramblestar ordered them out of camp. She turned and called to Bramblestar.
I'm going ahead to tell Leafpool that Sunrise has to leave.
Bramblestar narrowed his eyes.
Okay. He nodded to Bumblestripe. Go with her.
Squirrelflight stiffened. Was he sending Bumblestripe to keep her safe, or because he didn't trust her? What did he think she would do? Hole up in the medicine den and fight for the sisters to stay? She nodded politely and pulled away from the patrol, breaking into a run. Bumblestripe fell in beside her and matched her, paw step for paw step, as she zigzagged between ferns and veered onto the rabbit trail that would bring her out close to the camp entrance. It was too narrow to run side by side here, and she slipped into the lead, speeding up as she neared home. She ducked first through the thorn tunnel and hurried into camp. The clearing was hidden in shadow. The clan must be asleep. Only White Wing's pelt showed on the far side of the clearing, bright in the moonlight. She hurried forward as she saw Squirrelflight.
Did Shadow Clan know the sisters are here? She whispered anxiously.
No. Squirrelflight flicked her tail as Bumblestripe followed her into camp.
Bumblestripe will tell you what happened.
As Whitewing turned away, Squirrelflight padded quickly to the elder's den. She stuck her head through the entrance. The scent of the sisters bathed her muzzle, and she blinked, adjusting to the darkness.
Snow? Are you awake?
The white she-cat lifted her head and blinked sleepily in the shadows.
What's happened?
You have to leave tonight, Squirrelflight told her. Tempest jerked her head up.
Right now?
Alarm glittered in the tabby's bright gaze.
As soon as Bramblestar gets back, Squirrelflight told her. He wants you to leave tonight. He's following with the rest of the patrol. They'll be here soon.
Hawk scrambled to her paws.
Is Sunrise well enough to travel?
I hope so. I'm going to see Leafpool now. Squirrelflight blinked at her. She'll know what to do. She ducked out of the elder's den, sensing Bumblestripe's gaze as she crossed the clearing. She ignored it and nosed her way through the brambles that draped the entrance to the medicine den. Leafpool was sitting beside Sunrise's nest, her face hidden in shadow. She pricked her ears as Squirrelflight slid inside.
Was the gathering okay?
Sunrise shifted in her nest.
Did Shadow Clan make trouble?
Anxiety glittered in her gaze.
Squirrelflight crossed the den. Shadow Clan wants to declare war against the sisters. Leafstar and Bramblestar convinced them to hold off until we hear from Star Clan.
She gazed evenly at Sunrise.
But Bramblestar says you have to leave here tonight.
Leafpool's pelt prickled.
Tonight?
She glanced anxiously at Sunrise's wound. Squirrelflight guessed what she was thinking. The gash had closed, but a mistimed jump or a fall could reopen it, and the infection had sapped the she-cat's strength.
I've warned Snow.
As Squirrelflight spoke, the white she-cat pushed her way into the den, Tempest and Hawk at her heels. They crowded inside, appearing bigger than ever in the tight hollow. Snow blinked at Leafpool.
Is she well enough to travel?
Leafpool shifted her paws.
She'll have to be. If Shadow Clan is talking war, it's too dangerous for you to stay.
War? Hawk asked, her eyes wide. You didn't mention that before. Do you really think the other cats would attack because you've helped us?
You attacked their warriors,
Leafpool replied evenly. They would see it as defending their own.
But we were only defending our own, Tempest meowed.
Leafpool's ear twitched irritably.
We could argue about who was in the right all day. What matters is that you must leave if we want to avoid violence.
She caught Squirrelflight's eye nervously.
Does she think I'm going to argue?
Squirrelflight felt uneasy about sending Sunrise home while she was still weak, but she realized Alderheart had been right, and Leafpool clearly felt the same way. If Shadow Clan, Wind Clan, and River Clan were ready to start a war with the sisters, they wouldn't be safe here, and their presence would put ThunderClan in danger. Leafpool flicked her tail.
I'll make up a bundle of herbs for you to take.
She padded toward the cleft in the rock at the back of the den where the herbs were stored.
I hope you can find more when you get home.
She crouched and began tugging leaves from the shadowy crack.
Use marigold and goldenrod if you can find it. That wound will need to be kept clean until it's fully healed.
Snow dipped her head. We are grateful for your care, Leafpool. Sunrise would have died without you.
Alderheart and Jayfeather would have taken care of her if I hadn't.
Leafpool meowed briskly as she pulled out a wad of thyme. Squirrelflight shifted her paws. Would they have?
Jayfeather and Alderheart had helped treat Sunrise's wound, but she felt their unease at having a cat some of the clan considered an enemy in their medicine den. She suspected they'd be relieved when the sisters left.
Sunrise shifted in her nest, her face taut with pain. Hawk stiffened.
Are you sure she can travel?
Leafpool wrapped the herbs in a leaf and carried them to Sunrise's nest. She opened the bundle and, with her pad, dabbed at a patch of poppy seeds pooled between the leaves.
Swallow these.
She lifted her paw to Sunrise's mouth, and the yellow she-cat ducked to lick them off.
They'll help with the pain. There's more in the bundle for when you get home, but you'll have to find your own once they're gone.
Tempest was frowning.
Do the clans always turn a fight into a war?
Squirrelflight looked at her.
What do you mean?
Sunrise was hurt in a border fight, Tempest meowed. Is that any reason to start a war?
Tensions are running high at the moment, Squirrelflight explained. We changed borders recently, and it's not working out as well as we'd hoped. And the fight permanently damaged Strikestone's hearing. I didn't realize when we brought Sunrise back here that a clan cat had been so badly hurt.
Nor did we.
Tempest's gaze darkened.
We didn't mean to harm him.
Snow lifted her muzzle.
We were defending ourselves.
Leafpool re-rolled the bundle.
What's done is done.
She pushed it toward Hawk.
They're back.
Squirrelflight blinked anxiously toward the den entrance as paw steps sounded in the clearing. The bramble shivered, and Bramblestar pushed his way in.
Are they ready?
He gazed darkly at the sisters. Snow nodded.
I've given them herbs to take with them, Leafpool told him.
Bramblestar narrowed his eyes.
Our herbs?
Leafpool met his gaze.
I'll pick fresh herbs to replace them.
Bramblestar flicked his tail toward the entrance.
It's time they were going.
He nodded toward Snow.
Try not to be seen, and stay away from ShadowClan's borders. I don't want them picking up your scent.
I'm going to escort them, Squirrelflight told him. I can make sure they stay away from clan borders.
Bramblestar looked at her suspiciously.
I'm sure they can manage by themselves.
They'll manage better with a guide.
Squirrelflight returned his gaze evenly. She wanted to check on Moonlight. Was the sister's leader close to kidding?
Shadow Clan mustn't know they've passed through our territory.
Bramblestar frowned.
If you must go, I'm sending Bumblestripe with you.
Let him sleep, Squirrelflight mewed quickly. It's late.
She tipped her head to one side.
Or don't you trust me to do this alone?
Bramblestar stared back at her,
then shook out his pelt. Go with them if you must, he growled.
He nodded quickly to the sisters and nosed his way out of the den.
He doesn't sound pleased with the idea,
Snow observed.
These days he's not pleased with anything I do.
Squirrelflight watched the brambles swish back into place, her heart heavy.
There's no time to worry about that now.
Leafpool helped Sunrise to her paws. As the wounded cat climbed unsteadily out of her nest, Hawk and Tempest hurried to support her. They pressed against her on either side, guiding her to the entrance. Snow picked up the bundle of herbs and followed them out. Leafpool watched them go.
Don't travel too fast, she warned Squirrelflight. Sunrise is very weak. I'll make sure she gets home safely, Squirrelflight promised.
Outside, Bramblestar hung back in the shadow of the high ledge, his eyes glittering in the moonlight. Thornclaw and Hollytuft watched from the fresh kill pile as the sisters moved slowly past them. Larksong padded to the edge of the clearing and dipped his head to Tempest. His black pelt was no more than a shadow in the darkness. "Take care," he mewed. "I'll look after them," Squirrelflight told him. Larksong looked surprised.
"Are you going with them?"
Squirrelflight lifted her chin. "I brought them here. I'll see them home." Sparkpelt padded to her mate's side, her gaze shimmering with worry as she blinked at her mother.
"Will you be okay?"
"I'll be among friends," Squirrelflight reassured her. A low growl rumbled in Thornclaw's throat. Squirrelflight ignored it and followed Tempest and Hawk as they steered Sunrise through the thorn tunnel. In the forest, snow fell in quietly beside Squirrelflight. She held the bundle of herbs between her jaws, staying close as Squirrelflight led the sisters toward the abandoned two-leg place. The journey was slow, and they stopped from time to time to let Sunrise rest. The wounded cat made no fuss, but Squirrelflight could see from the bright pain in her eyes that she was struggling. An owl hooted in the trees, staying with them as they made their way through the forest, as though curious about their presence. Foxes screeched in the distance, and everywhere Squirrelflight could hear the rustle of prey in the undergrowth. At the edge of clan territory, Squirrelflight relaxed a little. From here, she wouldn't have to keep glancing over her shoulder for prying clan eyes. She halted as Tempest and Hawk helped Sunrise across the border. Then she let Snow take the lead. The white cat knew this territory better than she did. Tiredness was beginning to tug at her bones, and she was relieved when at last she recognized the trail that led into the sisters' secluded valley. She opened her mouth, and through the dank night air, tasted the scent of their camp. Moonlight. She smelled the she-cat's scent, feeling at home at once. Pricking her ears, she listened for movement. This late into the night, the sisters must be sleeping. At the fern entrance, Tempest lifted her muzzle and yowled. Instantly, dens rustled and paw steps pattered over grass.
Snow, is that you?
Moonlight's call sounded from the camp. Squirrelflight fought the urge to race ahead, letting Tempest and Hawk ease Sunrise through the ferns before she followed them into the camp.
You're home.
Moonlight stood outside her den, her eyes shining.
Sparrow brought your message.
Her gaze flitted toward Sunrise.
It looks like Squirrelflight's medicine cat managed to help.
Flurry hurried to her mother's side.
Hawk! She rubbed her cheek against her mother's. I'm glad you're back.
Sparrow wove around them, purring.
You were gone for ages. Moonlight was about to send a search party.
Squirrelflight was relieved that the gray she-cat hadn't. What would Bramblestar have said if even more sisters had turned up on their land? Sunrise sank down into the grass with a weary groan.
Are you still sick?
Furs darted toward her.
I'm recovering, Sunrise told her. Slowly.
Snow dropped the herb bundle beside Sunrise.
Squirrelflight's campmates gave us these herbs to treat her.
Moonlight hurried across the clearing and stopped beside Snow. Squirrelflight eyed her swollen belly.
I'm glad you're safe.
Her gaze flashed toward Squirrelflight, surprise lighting her face, as though she'd only just realized Squirrelflight was with the returning patrol.
I must thank you for taking care of my campmates.
Squirrelflight's pelt prickled uneasily. What would Moonlight say when she heard that ThunderClan had considered turning Sunrise away, even if it meant she died?
It was risky, she mumbled.
She needed to explain.
Sunrise was injured in a fight with ShadowClan. Sheltering her was dangerous.
Moonlight dipped her head.
I'm sorry my campmates put your clan in such a difficult position. Has it caused you trouble?
Not really, Squirrelflight told her. ShadowClan doesn't know we helped her, but they are ready to declare war on you because of the fight with their patrol. One of their warriors lost his ear,
and his hearing.
Moonlight tipped her head to one side. Do they know we'll be moving on once my kits have been born?
Yes. Squirrelflight met her gaze apologetically. But Tigerstar doesn't want to wait that long, and RiverClan and WindClan are willing to fight with him. Moonlight blinked at her.
And your clan?
Bramblestar is stalling them. He says we must have the permission of StarClan.
They're your ancestors, yes?
Squirrelflight nodded.
And they live up there?
Moonlight looked into the sky. Pale blue was showing on the horizon, but the stars were still glittering in blackness overhead.
It seems a long way to travel. Perhaps that's why some choose to stay here.
Squirrelflight frowned. What do you mean? Snow pricked her ears.
Don't you see them?
See who? Squirrelflight shifted uneasily. The sisters were staring at her as though she'd grown rabbit ears.
The dead,
Moonlight told her. Cold wormed beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. Only medicine cats share with StarClan. Moonlight looked puzzled.
Don't the rest of you see them?
Squirrelflight hesitated, remembering suddenly the great battle against the dark forest. Once, many moons ago, our ancestors fought beside us. Her belly tightened. But those days are over. Since then, the warriors of StarClan only show themselves to our medicine cats.
Moonlight met her gaze. Perhaps it is simpler that way. The dead are all around us. They seem younger and sleeker than they did in life, as though death brings them peace.
Do you speak to them? A memory stirred at the edges of Squirrelflight's thoughts.
Sometimes, Moonlight told her.
Tree. Squirrelflight caught hold of the memory. The loner that SkyClan had taken in was able to see the dead. He brought dead warriors from the shadows to speak with their living clanmates.
Of course, your son Tree sees the dead too.
Cats born of the sisters have this skill.
Moonlight gazed at her.
It keeps us connected to our ancestors.
We all see the dead, Furs told her. Sometimes they talk to us, sometimes they don't. Sometimes I'm not sure they even see me.
I often see the same cat,
Tempest told her.
If she wants to, she speaks to me. If not, she ignores me.
Squirrelflight wondered if the sisters dead had the same powers of prophecy as StarClan.
Do they ever tell you what will happen in the future?
Tempest narrowed her eyes.
How would they know? Our dead move among us,
Moonlight explained.
They have no power to see what we cannot.
Squirrelflight glanced at the sky, frustration pricking in her paws. What use were the dead if they couldn't help the living? Dawn was creeping closer. She needed to get home.
Tell your dead friends to watch out for the clans, she warned Moonlight. Bramblestar has stopped ShadowClan for now, but once Tigerstar gets an idea, it's hard for him to let go.
Moonlight swished her tail.
We are bigger and stronger than clan cats.
Squirrelflight gazed at her solemnly.
Maybe, but you're heavily outnumbered. Even rats are dangerous when they come in swarms.
Tempest and Furs exchanged nervous looks. Hawk shifted closer to her kits. Moonlight held Squirrelflight's gaze.
You may be right, she conceded, but we won't be here for long. Try to persuade the clans to wait. We mean no harm to them, but my kits must be born here.
Squirrelflight dipped her head.
I will do what I can.
Even as she promised, doubt gnawed at her belly. Maybe once, with Bramblestar on her side, she could have persuaded the clans to keep their claws sheathed, for a while at least. But their experience with Darktail had made the clans more wary. His kin had posed as a harmless group of rogues, too, but then they'd infiltrated ShadowClan and eventually taken it over. Before he was done, they'd taken RiverClan's land as well and horribly mistreated the cats in their care. Many cats died in the battle to defeat him, and ShadowClan was nearly destroyed.
All the clans had become more hostile to outsiders and less open to reason as a result. She knew the sisters were no threat, but she wasn't sure that she could convince the clans to leave them in peace. Chapter 12.
Stay with me. Squirrelflight nudged Ivypool with her nose, waiting while Twigbranch and Finleap checked the clearing.
She wanted to give the two young warriors a chance to guide the hunt. In the days since the sisters had left the camp, she'd volunteered for every patrol. She wanted to keep busy. She was leading a hunting patrol now. They hadn't had much luck so far, finding prey scarce around the beech grove. But as they headed closer to the edge of the forest, prey scents were becoming thicker. Ivypool paused beside her and watched Twigbranch and Finleap sniff their way through the ferns that pooled in a patch of sunlight. Twigbranch lifted her head and called over the browning fronds.
There are squirrel scents here, but they're stale.
She looked into the canopy. Prey must be busy today, building nests for Leaf Bear. Ivypool padded forward, pushing between the ferns.
They have to come out to find fresh bedding, just like we do.
Twigbranch shrugged. If they do, they're not looking for it here. Squirrelflight nodded toward the edge of the forest, where bright sunshine lit the trunks.
We could check the land beyond the stream.
The moorland? Ivypool looked unconvinced. Finley pricked his ears hopefully.
Moorland prey might be less shy.
As he swished through the ferns, heading for the light, Twigbranch hurried after him.
I don't see the point of hunting on the moorland.
Ivypool fell in beside Squirrelflight as they followed the younger cats.
We'll be giving it back soon.
Only if SkyClan agrees to move, Squirrelflight told her. And even then, we have to wait for the sisters to leave their camp.
Not if Tigerstar goes ahead with his plan to chase them off, Ivypool reminded her.
Squirrelflight's belly tightened. He promised to wait for word from StarClan. Bramblestar hadn't sent Jayfeather and Alderheart to consult with StarClan yet, and she guessed he was delaying on purpose. He didn't want any news that would encourage Tigerstar to start a war with the sisters. Besides, Bramblestar already knew what StarClan thought. Clouds from the mountains will make it difficult to tell friend from enemy. But if the clans stay united, the way forward will be clear. She wasn't surprised he hadn't shared the message with the other clans. It could too easily be interpreted as an order to move against the sisters. Had the other clans sent medicine cats to the moon pool? Would Star Clan give them the same message? Squirrelflight couldn't help but consider what that might mean. What if Star Clan does want us to attack the sisters? But how could that be? Squirrelflight knew many of the cats in Star Clan. They were her own kin and clanmates, good cats at heart. Why would they want the clans to attack these harmless cats? For now, she decided. She was choosing to believe that wasn't what Star Clan meant. Judging from the silence from beyond ThunderClan's borders, Squirrelflight guessed that no message had been shared. But waiting was making her nervous. How long would Bramblestar resist the call to war against the sisters if StarClan sent word to the other clans? She was heartened that he hadn't done more than send the sisters back to their camp. He clearly wasn't prepared to push them farther away. Not yet, at least. Squirrelflight fluffed out her fur. He'd behaved with similar restraint in their relationship. Bramblestar kept his distance, eating and hunting with others, only speaking to her about clan business. But he hadn't asked her to leave his den. They both slept there each night, in separate nests, sharing the silence. Watching Sparkpelt's belly swell and her pelt grow glossier had sharpened Squirrelflight's grief at not having her own kits. The hope that she might have another litter with Bramblestar seemed to grow more remote with each passing day. Sunlight bathed her face, jerking her from her gloomy thoughts. She and Ivypool had reached the edge of the forest. Twigbranch and Finleap were already crossing the stream. Ivypool opened her mouth to let air bathe her tongue. The silver tabby's eyes brightened.
I smell rabbit, She hurried after Twig Branch and Finleap. Squirrel Flight followed, jumping from stone to stone across the stream and landing lightly on the far bank. Wind Clan scents rolled from the high moor as a warm wind ruffled her pelt. Ahead, Finleap dropped into a hunting crouch. Twig Branch and Ivy Pool froze. Heart quickening, Squirrel Flight followed her clanmate's gaze. Brown fur flashed between the heather bushes. The rabbit. She held her breath as Finleap's stumpy tail swished eagerly over the earth. The heather quivered. Finleap shot forward. As he plunged through the bushes, Twig Branch and Ivy Pool dived after him. Squirrel Flight darted through a gap in the heather. Branches scraped her pelt. Bushes crowded on either side, blocking her view. But she could hear paws thrumming and smell the rabbit's acrid fear scent. Zigzagging between the stems, she tracked the patrol, breathing fast as she glimpsed Ivypool's silver tail tip flashing. She chased after it, excitement sparking through her pelt. A moment later, she slammed into Ivypool's hindquarters. The silver tabby had stopped without warning. Surprised, Squirrel Flight fought to keep her balance as she stumbled to a halt. "What's wrong?" Ivypool was staring through the heather, her pelt bristling. "Look." Twig Branch and Finleap were backing toward her. Her pelt bristled with alarm as she smelled Wind Clan scent. Breeze pelt. The Black Warrior was advancing on the Thunder Clan patrol. His eyes were narrowed to hostile slits as he pushed through the heather. Squirrel Flight straightened and met his gaze as Ivypool, Twig Branch, and Finleap pressed around her. "What are you doing here?" Breezepelt glared at her without answering. Doubt tugged at Squirrel Flight's belly. This was still ThunderClan land, wasn't it? For a moment, Squirrel Flight wondered if they'd crossed the border by accident. She glanced around, her view blocked by the heather, then pushed her way out and padded onto the grass. The line of gorse that marked the border was a tree length away. They were still inside ThunderClan territory. Ivypool, Twig Branch, and Finleap followed her out, looking confused. Ivypool eyed Breezepelt angrily as he slid from the heather. "What in StarClan do you think you're doing?" she snarled at him. Finleap's hackles lifted. "You scared off our prey." "Your prey," Breezepelt growled scornfully. "Yes." Finleap took a step closer to the WindClan warrior, unsheathing his claws. Squirrel Flight glimpsed pelts moving through the stretch of heather. Hootwhisker, Nightcloud, and Sedgewhisker were heading toward them. "Wait, Finleap," she warned. Finleap lashed his tail. "But he scared off our prey." "I don't want to start a fight." Squirrel Flight shifted her paws uneasily as the other WindClan warriors neared. "I want to know what WindClan's warriors are doing here." As Finleap backed toward her, she caught Breezepelt's eye. "This isn't your territory," she told the Black Tom. "Why have you disturbed our hunt?" Breezepelt met her gaze, his eyes flashing dangerously.
"This land is wasted on ThunderClan," he growled. "You said so yourself at the gathering."
Squirrel Flight bristled. "That was an informal gathering between leaders and deputies. We never formally agreed to change the borders."
"And yet, you said it," Breezepelt pressed.
"Hairstar said the land was wasted on ThunderClan," she corrected him.
"But you agreed."
Breezepelt stood motionless as his clanmates reached him and fanned out on either side, their hostile gazes fixed on the ThunderClan warriors. Squirrel Flight's ears twitched nervously. He was using her words against her. Hairstar must have put him up to it. The Black Warrior hadn't been at that gathering. None of the warriors had. Only leaders and deputies. "I said we hadn't been using the moorland as much as we could," she growled. "But we're using it now." Hootwhisker nodded toward the forest.
"Why not hunt in the woods? It's what you're used to, and there's enough prey for you there."
Nightcloud's gaze flicked over the ThunderClan patrol.
"You certainly don't look hungry."
"Hunger has nothing to do with it," Finleap flattened his ears. "This is our territory, and we can hunt here whenever we want."
"You're trespassing," Ivypool snarled.
Squirrelflight kept her gaze on Breezepelt. The leaders have agreed that the new borders will remain until Sky Clan has made a decision. So I suggest you leave our land until our leaders agree to restore the old borders. Her pelt pricked nervously. Were the Wind Clan warriors looking for a fight? Breezepelt's tail twitched. He leaned toward Nightcloud and whispered in her ear. The black she-cat looked at him, then jerked her muzzle toward Squirrelflight.
I suggest you discuss this with Bramblestar. He may have a clearer view on what is best for the clans.
The insult jabbed Squirrelflight's belly like claws.
I will discuss this with Bramblestar, she growled. But he won't allow borders to be ignored any more than I will. Without borders, there can be no unity among the clans.
She stared deep into Breezepelt's gaze, hoping he understood the implication. In crossing the ThunderClan border so blatantly, WindClan was disregarding StarClan's command for peace. Breezepelt held her gaze for a moment, then looked away. He signaled to his patrol with a flick of his tail.
Let's head back to the High Moor.
Without a word, his clanmates turned and headed into the heather, climbing the slope toward the border. A low growl rumbled in Ivypool's throat. Twigbranch flexed her claws angrily. As the WindClan patrol crossed the line of gorse, Squirrelflight turned back toward camp.
We should go tell Bramblestar.
Squirrelflight made the journey back in silence, unease rippling through her pelt. Behind her, Ivypool, Finleap, and Twigbranch muttered angrily to one another. As they reached camp, Squirrelflight ducked first through the thorn tunnel. Bramblestar was sitting on the high ledge. She beckoned him with a flick of her tail. His eyes widened, and he leaped down the rock tumble and stopped as Ivypool, Finleap, and Twigbranch gathered around her. He searched Squirrelflight's gaze, his ears pricking anxiously.
What's happened?
Wind Clan,
Finleap answered first, his tail flicking angrily behind him.
They say our moorland belongs to them.
Twigbranch growled. Squirrelflight watched Bramblestar, looking for outrage to flare in his amber eyes. But he only blinked.
I will speak with Hairstar today.
He nodded to Squirrelflight.
Will you come with me?
Squirrelflight's eyes widened as surprise sparked inside her. Was this how he was going to defend the borders he'd agreed to?
What are you going to say to him?
Bramblestar lifted his chin.
I'm going to try to come to an agreement. If Hairstar believes land is being wasted strongly enough to fight for it, then we need to listen to him.
Ivypool bristled.
Are you thinking about giving the moorland back?
She sounded shocked.
If we give land to WindClan and SkyClan, we won't have enough prey to make it through Leafbear.
Bramblestar looked at her.
I won't let my clan go hungry, he promised. Trust me.
Ivypool held his gaze for a moment, then looked away. Flicking her tail, she beckoned Finleap and Twigbranch away.
I don't know what ThunderClan's coming to, she muttered as she led them around the clearing. Protecting rogues and giving land away to any clan that wants it.
Thorn Clan won't be happy either if you let Wind Clan take our land.
Squirrelflight blinked at Bramblestar. The Thunder Clan warrior had been sullen ever since Bramblestar had agreed to let Leafpool treat Sunrise.
Thornclaw is just one warrior, Bramblestar grunted.
But he speaks for others, Birchfall, Blossomfall.
Bramblestar cut her off.
I'm only going to speak with Hairstar. There must be a way to divide clan land so that none is wasted.
Not if we have to make space for Sky Clan, Squirrelflight pointed out.
Then it might be time to find a new space for Sky Clan.
Bramblestar shook his head.
I'm sorry, Squirrelflight. I know I've fought you on this, but perhaps you're right. There's no other way to solve the dispute fairly.
Squirrelflight stared at her mate. Surprised, relief washed over her like a warm breeze in new leaf.
Thank you.
Bramblestar nodded, his expression softening, and headed toward the entrance.
Let's speak to Hairstar now. Waiting will only make tempers worse.
Squirrelflight followed him, pricking her ears. The warmth she'd felt at Bramblestar's admission suddenly faded as a new concern occurred to her. Was Bramblestar really ready to admit that her plan to wait for the sisters to move on could solve the border conflict? Or was he coming around to Tigerstar's plan to drive the sisters off their land?
So you think SkyClan should move to the mountain territory?
She ducked through the thorn tunnel after him.
Yes.
He padded into the forest, taking the trail that led toward the moor. Anxiety tightened Squirrelflight's belly.
When?
Bramblestar glanced at her as she fell in beside him.
As soon as Leafstar is ready to make the decision to go.
He turned his gaze ahead.
Not before. It must be SkyClan's decision. No clan must pressure them into moving.
Squirrelflight's ears twitched. What if Leafstar made the decision tomorrow, or in a quarter moon, before Moonlight's kits were born? She tried to push the thought away. Surely Leafstar wouldn't knowingly endanger Moonlight or her kits. But what if she did? She glanced at Bramblestar.
Would you drive the sisters away before they're ready to leave?
I'll try to keep the peace as long as I can, but the clan's interests must come first.
Squirrelflight's pelt sparked with anger. Did Bramblestar really believe that the impatience of warriors was more important than the sisters' needs?
Why?
Do you think we should put the comfort of rogues before ourselves?
Squirrelflight bristled. The sisters aren't rogues. He looked at her, puzzled.
How are they different?
He didn't wait for an answer.
I can't let my clan go hungry so that the sisters can eat.
No cat is going without food.
Squirrelflight stared at him. Bramblestar was twisting the argument.
We don't have the right to take land just because we want it.
We need it, Bramblestar insisted. And the sisters have proved that they pose a threat to the clans.
What threat?
Squirrelflight's hackles lifted.
They're willing to attack clan cats and hold them hostage. I call that a threat.
They were just defending themselves, Squirrelflight argued.
And we're just defending ourselves.
So why are you holding Tigerstar back?
Squirrelflight's paws pricked with frustration.
Why not just let him start his war against the sisters now?
She didn't want an answer.
You told him that we had to wait for word from StarClan, but we've had word from StarClan. Tigerstar could easily twist what Hollyleaf told Jayfeather into an excuse for war. Why not tell him what StarClan said and let him attack the sisters?
She fixed his gaze, her heart aching. She wanted him to say that it was because he knew it was wrong to steal land, that he had pity for Moonlight and her unborn kits. Bramblestar looked at her coldly.
There's no need for war with the sisters until we know for sure that SkyClan wants their land.
Squirrelflight's heart sank. She knew that Bramblestar was being honorable in his own way. He was putting the needs of the clans first, as a leader should. And if he hadn't cared about the sisters at all, he would have already shared StarClan's message and let ShadowClan start the war. Still, the coldness of his reasoning irked her. Couldn't he see that the sisters deserved respect, too? A warrior's way of life wasn't the only way to live. Her tail drooped as she matched Bramblestar's paw steps. Around them, birds chattered and sunshine dappled the forest floor. There was no point in wishing Bramblestar were different. She was ThunderClan's deputy. She needed to focus her thoughts on what was best for her clan. The confrontation with Breezepelt had been close to an open declaration of war. She must support Bramblestar now. If he could come to a compromise with Hairstar at this meeting, they could maintain the uneasy peace among the clans while still delaying the invasion of the sisters' territory. Whatever was decided in the WindClan camp this afternoon might give Moonlight the chance to have her kits in the birthing den the sisters had built for her. At the WindClan border, they waited for a patrol. The wind in the heather covered the silence between them. Squirrelflight stared across the moor, relieved when she saw Larkwing, Slightfoot, and Oatclaw on the hillside.
Slightfoot!
Bramblestar whisked his tail. Slightfoot's pelt bristled, Larkwing narrowed her eyes. The patrol headed toward them, eyeing them warily.
I want to talk to Hairstar, Bramblestar told them as they neared.
Slightfoot looked unsurprised. WindClan must have heard about the encounter between Breezepelt and Squirrelflight by now. His stony gaze flitted over Bramblestar and Squirrelflight.
We'll take you to him.
He stepped aside, inviting them over the border with a nod of his head. Squirrelflight followed Bramblestar nervously between the gorse bushes. She'd known these WindClan warriors their whole lives, remembered their first gathering as apprentices, and yet the hostility in their eyes made her keenly aware that she was treading on enemy territory. StarClan might demand that the clans unite, but could the wishes of StarClan really undo countless moons of rivalry and suspicion? Bramblestar stayed close to her as they followed Larkwing along the hillside, cutting through swaths of heather and winding between stiff bracken stems. She felt comforted by the brush of his fur against hers, as Slightfoot and Oatclaw padded close at their tails. At last, they reached the tall gorse wall of the WindClan camp. Larkwing led them around it, then ducked through a tunnel, hardly visible among the prickly branches. Bramblestar followed, and Squirrelflight hurried after, her pelt prickling anxiously as they emerged onto a wide stretch of uneven grass. Hummocks poked up here and there, and around the clearing, gorse dens had been woven into the camp walls. Featherpelt, her sides heavily rounded, and gorse